Good morning, church family. We're so happy that you're here this morning. That psalm that was just read, did you hear that last verse? That God wants His glory to be proclaimed to all the nations. And that is the mission of the Church of Jesus in this world. And we're going to spend a little time thinking about that this morning. But before we jump into that, let me just remind you that we're starting something brand new next Sunday, God willing. I want to encourage you to pick up one of these bookmarks that you find out in the foyer that say at the top, King Jesus, because we're beginning a brand new lengthy sermon series that I think is going to be one of the most monumental and most significant sermon series that I've even had a part of in the church here in the almost 10 years that I've been here. And I'm so excited to share this with you. And I think it's going to be something that really is impactful for us as a church. So it's a really great time to get back in the regular habit of being here, to be a part of this teaching series, and also invite somebody to come be a part, because we're going to be just looking at the life of Jesus, which is really at the center of what our faith is all about and how He is, as Corey mentioned in the prayer this morning, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we've got to make Him the Lord of our lives, and we can see the tremendous difference that that will make if we do that. So pick up one of these bookmarks and read along as we walk through the Gospel of Matthew starting next Sunday. The mission of the church is that of discipleship. Making disciples is the lifeblood of the church. The mission of the church is the blood that flows through the body of Christ. And when the body of Christ begins to lose its focus on what the mission is, the body gets sick. But where the church remembers and recenters and doubles down on the mission of making disciples, you see a church become healthy and thrive and be what God wants us to be. It's always been this way, even all the way back at the very beginning when the church first started. Paul and Barnabas went out on a missionary trip lasting about 6 to 8 months. They went to Cyprus and to Turkey, and they began to spread the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. On this first mission trip, when they completed all of that work, they returned back to their home church of Antioch, and they gave a report of what had happened. Listen to Acts chapter 14, verse 27. It says this, "Upon arriving in Antioch, they called the church together and reported everything God had done through them and how God had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles too." Now, if you look at the broader context of Acts chapter 14, what you find is that this mission team came back to their home church after this lengthy mission trip, and they came back to report about three things. Number one, all that God had done through them. Number two, how God had opened the door of faith in the hearts of people who previously had not known Jesus. And number three, verse 22 of Acts 14 tells us that they reported about how they had gone about strengthening the churches that were there. So, they talked about the things God had done through them, how God had opened the door of faith in the hearts of believers, and they began strengthening the churches that were gathered in those regions. This past summer, we had a group of our own brothers and sisters from the Maryville Church. They got on an airplane and flew overseas to the country of Albania. And they spent some time there, about 2 weeks, and there they strengthened the churches there, and they shared the message of Jesus Christ with their students and shared their faith and strengthened the believers. And today, we get to hear a report of what they experienced. So, Artan, tell us a little bit about what happened this summer.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, for that introduction to today's worship. I think I always like Jonathan because he speaks with excitement and he stirs excitement to all of us that are listening to him. I just hope and pray that I will not get excited to get today, because when I get excited, I begin speaking in tongues and nobody will understand me. I may have to clarify that the tongue thing, though. I'm just being sarcastic about myself. I don't speak in tongues, but my accent when I start talking fast gets a little better. So today we actually, I'm not going to speak long. We will have all the group that you see back there say something about what they experienced in this 2 weeks mission trip. I say all, but maybe we're not going to have all of them because one of the members there, I didn't have a chance to, because what we did, I interviewed and made a video of everyone, and I was not able to get with Michaela Heron because she decided to go and study in Searcy, Arkansas, and she moved a little earlier than I had predicted, so I didn't get her here. And even when I went to Searcy to send my daughter to that school, and I tried to contact Michaela, she was really busy and I did not. So I have to apologize to you, Evelyn and Mike, but I wish her the best success there and many blessings. So most of you here should know, and you know, many times when we start reporting about the mission work, we start with the maps and things to show where the country is. I'll not offend you with that today because this congregation has been involved with the work in Albania for longer than 20 years now. And if you should know, if you don't know yet where it is, then maybe you should not ever know. So I'm not working, telling you anything about the location, not to waste any time, but I will tell a little bit about how this whole thing started with the group that went there this summer. Last year, and it was April of 2018, Jonathan was invited to go and speak on a retreat for all the churches of Christ in Albania. And when he came back, he was so impressed and he was so excited that, you know, he really stirred excitement to the Maryville congregation. And many people after that, you know, speech that Jonathan made, many people contacted Bill Morgan and myself, and they wanted to show the interest they had in going on a short mission trip to Albania. But the time was really short because it was end of April and between May and June that the summer sessions or the short-term mission campaign start. It was a very short time and we could not make it. So we stayed in contact with everyone that has interest and we were able to build a group that was going, that actually went this summer. But the real thing, how all this thing really started is this. It was in the summer of 1998. I think Tom Langley was a youth minister here at the time, and he wanted to send some of the youth group members to a mission trip to Romania. And that trip didn't happen because the Romanian church was not able to accommodate that campaign that year. So we in Albania begged them to bring the team to Albania. So Tom and Leal and who else was there that, you know, organized it, brought a large team to Albania that year. It was probably almost the same number of people. I think it was 13 people then, 21 years ago, and it was 13 people this year. So from there, a beautiful and strong partnership started to forge between Maryville, Church of Christ, and the work in Albania. After that first summer, Maryville got really involved and sent a full-time missionary to Albania. And through the years, that partnership has grown stronger. And now we fully support four congregations, or four ministers that work with four congregations in Albania. And three of those four congregations, we were able to go visit and worship with them this last summer, the 2 weeks that we were there. One of the congregation is a little more distance away that we could not go to all of them. And because of the time that was not allowing it. But when we went to worship with all these three congregations, I think that the whole team will share the same thought with me that, you know, when we went there, we could see how grateful those people were and how prideful they were about the partnership in Christ that they have with the Maryville Church of Christ. And they really rejoiced and they really welcomed us into the midst of them, you know, to worship together. This was wonderful. And Jonathan mentioned a little bit that, you know, a congregation is much stronger when they are involved in the mission work, because this is actually what God wants us all to do, to spread his word everywhere. But I want to mention here today that, you know, Bill Morgan, who is a dear brother of us, that is no longer with us, but he's with the Lord, he has been very instrumental in that partnership, and he shared that thought that a congregation is much healthier and much stronger if they are involved in the mission work. And I happen to share the same thought with him. And I also believe that the mission work brings joy. It brings joy to both parts, actually. Brings joy to the missionaries that go to teach those people on the other side. But it brings joy to the people that receive the message. The missionaries or the people that are sent, they are full of joy because they are fulfilling God's great commission. They are fulfilling God's will to go and spread his word and teach people about his love everywhere they are. But the people on the other side, they are full of joy because now they can come to the light of God. Now they can know God, and you know, they can accept the saving grace of God. And I think I can talk about this because I was one of those people. I was one of those people that people like you, who have a love for God in their heart and who want to do his will, they traveled thousands of miles and they came to find me. And they came to find me and teach me that I was living in sin and in darkness. And they showed me his light and showed me his amazing saving grace. And I was able to be a brother of yours just because of that love and that efforts. But I think I'm not going to talk more right now about it. Let's give a chance to all the members of the team that went to Albania and see what they are saying about their experience.
Well, I think one of the major highlights for me was how friendly everybody in Albania was. And that goes beyond just the church. It was the people in general. But as far as our trip there, and the highlight of that was meeting people who came out of a background where they didn't know if they knew anything about God. They knew very little about God. They felt that there was a superior being. Many of them believed that there was something out there, but they didn't really grasp God. And they didn't know who he was. They may have heard the name, but they didn't really know that. And that was so sad in many ways, but it was also a privilege to be able to meet with these people and see how eager they were once they learned a little bit about God and a little bit about Jesus to learn more in using the English studies that WEI has put together. It's just a wonderful way of spreading the gospel.
Of course, everything that Roy said, I felt those same things, but the students were, they were just so eager to learn. And and I realized on a couple of my students that making a connection was important. They wouldn't open up until you could find that connection. And sometimes it was difficult, sometimes it was easy, because most of them are just very friendly and very open. And they were interested in the Bible portion of the lessons, which made it interesting to me. One of the students I had, he was very intelligent. He had never heard of God, and he thought he might have heard the name Jesus before, but he wasn't sure. And he was such a special little boy that I just wanted to grab him and hug him all the time. And I had him to read the lesson to me every time and then tell me what he he thought about the lesson. And I realized after a couple of lessons that he was quoting what he had read out loud to me, word for word. And I know that those words and those lessons are going to stay with him, hopefully. And then one other connection I made with a 16-year-old boy that I was crazy about. I was crazy about all of them. They were so much fun. And actually, it was kind of comical, and the way that we made a connection was through Elvis Presley. He loved Elvis, and there just happened to be in one of the lessons, he had already finished his lessons. This was his fourth year coming, and he was in the supplementary course, and author, Dick Adie, had quoted a verse from a song that Elvis Presley had sung, and I thought, there's my connection. So I showed him a recording of that song, which was, I believe, it was a gospel song, and I told him about Elvis Presley recording all those gospel songs, and he just grinned from ear to ear. He was so excited to hear Elvis sing that particular song that was in his lesson that day. So the students are what was just have stayed on my heart. Actually, one of them, we are still emailing each other. And one of my students was an online that I had been teaching for a year. And so he was from Toronto, and so he came and was my student during those 2 weeks, which was very special. And I had been told that don't hug Albanians, that they like to get to know you first. And what was really special to me was when he came in. And the first time we met, he opened his arms wide open and gave me a big hug, and that was it was just really memorable for me. And I do love Albania. I've had several people ask me what I think about Albania, and I said I love Albania. The people are so friendly there. And the church there is really good, and I think everyone should get involved in WEI. It is such a blessing, and it is so rewarding to you, and it was to me, and it would be to you too, to know that you are teaching someone God's word that has never even heard of it.
And I would like to maybe end this by encouraging others to not do as we did, because we waited till we were in our mid-70s to go. And I wish we had been going for years. And we were so thrilled that several of our young people from this congregation went and did a marvelous job. And I would encourage everybody to really prayerfully consider going next year, because this is such a wonderful opportunity, and it's such a joy to be involved in this and seeing others' faces light up with the joy of seeing us come over there. It was a true blessing.
So the highlight for me would definitely be the students, just getting to know them, and they're just so eager to be there and wanting to not just learn the Bible, but want to learn more about you. They're just so friendly. They do whatever you need. I had a few students that told me they would show me around, and they're just real nice people. I would definitely love to go back if I had the opportunity. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it that much. I thought the students were just going to not want to be there, not care about you. And, you know, it was a really fun experience. Anyone everyone would enjoy going over there.
Okay.
I want to thank our congregation for their prayers and support, and I just want to say that it felt really, really good to be able to teach other people about the Bible and to get to meet my students and get to know them and become friends with them. And I'm really happy with our team because I got to bond with all of them too, and it just made the trip so much better. Thanks.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to say thank you for your support while we were in Albania. I didn't really know what to expect going into this mission trip, but the best parts of it were just the people we met, the love that was shown to us, and the feeling of community that we felt while we were there. Everyone was so sweet, and everyone from Albania and from Maribel, everyone just showed us so much love, and it was such a very positive experience for me. And very life-changing. It really grew my faith, and teaching my students really helped me to grow my faith, and it was a very good experience. I just wanted to say thanks.
This was our 20th anniversary, so we sent a group back in 1998, so technically maybe 21 years, but we celebrated the 20th anniversary of being involved in Albania, the Maribel Church of Christ. I think we took the exact same number. It was a big team back in 1998, of 13 teachers, and this year we took 13 teachers and again, so it was the perfect anniversary trip. And from that first trip, our missions committee has been involved in supporting and sponsoring full-time missionaries in Albania for 20 years. So this was a big celebration for the Maribel Church of Christ, and it was a joy to be able to participate in it again. The first trip, we had just about everybody that was on the team, except for myself, were first-time teachers. And it was the same way back in 1998. And so I think one of the highlights was the just being with the church family and us having 2 weeks of working and teaching together, and the fellowship was sweet, and getting to know each other on a level that we hadn't before. And that's one of the big benefits of the short-term missions, is that you work side by side and teach with your team members, and there's a closeness and a bond that develops that's very, very special. And I know everybody has a deeper relationship with each other because of the trip. And that's why I encourage everybody to take short-term mission trips, especially the WEI short-term mission, because it's so easy. You don't have to be an English teacher, and you study the Bible every day with students every day, and it's such a thrill. On this trip again, we were the first team to go in. So for me, it was very special because it's my favorite part of the WEI lessons. It's the creation story. And then you take your students through the nation of Israel and Abraham's children that leads to Jesus. The team that follows us will pick up from there. But I just think there are so many profound lessons in the creation story. So that's always special for me to teach on that. But what else was special and is always special are the students. And I know all of the teachers are going to talk about their students. They're so sweet. The Albanian students are special. I tell everybody that I recruit to go on a WEI teaching mission trip, I encourage them to go to Tirana, Albania, and it's because of that. You will have a great experience. It's so well organized, and hopefully some of our church members, some of you, will decide next year to continue doing this. It'll be an opportunity you don't want to pass up. You will grow spiritually. You'll have a deeper fondness for your church family back home, especially those who teach with you. And it's just something everyone needs to pray about and think about if you are in a stage in life where you can do something like this.
Okay, I just want to say thank you guys so much for all your support and your prayers and your love for us while we were in Albania. Albania was such a good experience for me. I got to learn while I was teaching. I got to learn more about the Bible and about how it is for people there, how they've never heard it, and were able to hear it through me and through everyone else there that got to help me. It was such a great experience. Everyone there was so wonderful. It was such a good time because everyone there was just helpful, and it was such a good community there, and we got to teach, and I don't know. I guess that's all.
I just wanted to thank everybody who helped with the trip and prayed for the people going on the trip, because I think it was really a blessing for everybody who went and everybody who was affected by it, by the people who went from the Maribel congregation. I think it was very exciting for everybody who went for the first time there, because they saw how everything is, and going to a new place is always good. And, two things I really enjoyed from the trip to Albania was, one, just sort of spending time with everybody from the group who went, and just showing them everything, because, I mean, obviously I've been there before multiple times, but just seeing everybody's reactions to all these different places and things that I've already seen was great. And obviously, it's always nice to go back for me as well. And also, the teaching itself could be tiring at times, and there's a feeling of responsibility there that does induce a sort of nervousness in a person. But every day after it's finished, there's always this sense of satisfaction or gratification. You're grateful to God for giving you this opportunity and for letting you reach out and help these other people and touch their lives and maybe make a difference. I encourage anyone to go, because it can be a life-changing experience for you and for the people that you're teaching. You don't have to be an expert in either English or the Bible. The material tends to teach itself. You just have to be there to show the person you're teaching a good example and give them love and just lead by example for them, and you can end up really making a difference in their life and in yours.
First of all, I'd like to express my gratitude to the church here in Maryville for the opportunity to go on this trip, and also thank you for your prayers and your support. Without them, this trip just wouldn't have been possible for me. So to everyone, thank you so much. Getting friendships and fellowships and relationships with people, even here at this church, that I normally might not talk to or that I might not experience, because of this trip, we know each other very well. And then the staff and the brothers and sisters in Toronto were absolutely wonderful. They couldn't have been more accommodating. Seeing the work that they're doing halfway around the world with the support and help of the church here in Maryville. I could go on and on about the highlights, the two churches that we visited in Barat. And then obviously working with the students and doing the Lord's work with the students. I'll tell you what, I was very nervous. Not only was this my first mission trip, but also I'm a relatively new believer. And I was nervous about the travel. I was nervous about the logistics. I was nervous where we were gonna stay, how we were going to travel. And the members of the church here and the members of the church in Toronto took care of all of these details. All of the concerns that I had were taken care of. It couldn't have gone smoother. The hotel was wonderful. The food was wonderful. The travel, all of my concerns, like I said, the trip couldn't have gone smoother. I was very, very pleased. As a new believer, I was also concerned and nervous. But what really helped me was the fact that I had some elders from here in Maryville with us. And when I had any concerns, I had a support staff there with me. And then obviously, you know, the Lord gave me calm and direction when I really needed it. And he knows what he's doing, so I was in good hands. You know, I had talked to members of the church that had gone on this trip previously, and they explained the process, and they explained some of their experiences. But to actually be there and experience this for myself firsthand, and to be a conduit for the Lord, the students were asking questions. I was praying on these questions. The Lord was just working through me. To experience that, you really have to be there experiencing it firsthand. It's wonderful.
Yes, and it was my first time to teach WEI face to face fully. And it was also my first time to go in Albania. So those were both two things that were really special to me. I think one of the most special things about this trip was going with the young adults from this congregation and watching their growth through the 2 weeks, watching them grow closer together, watching them grow closer to God, and watching them become more mature in their faith and being able to share that. Especially Andrew Maynard got to share and do some devotionals, and he did an amazing job. And I think for all of them, their lives will never be the same. Now this is what they're going to want to do when they have some vacation time. Hopefully this is what they're going to want to do. As far as Albania, I just love the people. And as it's what everyone says, they are very sweet people, and they are, you feel very safe. You feel very taken care of there. Another highlight, though, for me was just being with old friends. It was fun to be with Artan and Ramira and their children and Ramira's mom in that setting, in their setting instead of in my setting. And it was fun also to be with Bloody and his family and Eric and his family. And to, I know those people from other places, so it was so fun for me to get to see them in their culture. And the impact that they have on the church there and on the people around them.
It was a wonderful experience for me for many reasons. First, because 26 years ago, I was on the receiving end of that. I was a student, a WI student. So this was a very special trip for me because now I was the teacher and I could relate a lot with how some of those students were feeling. And that was really special for me to be able to return some of the blessing that I received so many years ago and have the feeling that I was helping them hopefully in the same way that I was helped and blessed from that moment and all these years. So that was very special for me. The other the wonderful thing that happened on this trip is I think we just had a wonderful team. We had a wide range of ages and but also life experiences and Christian walks, and I think we had something for every student to offer to not just our students but also to the churches that we visited, the Church of Christ in Tirana in the capital and the other two churches that we visited in the south of Albania. So that was really good. And our team was, it was just the best because everybody showed up every day with a huge smile on their face and just happy to be there. And even though we taught for 5 or 6 hours every day and it was hot, we just had the best time with each other. We got so close, we got to know each other, and I think we'll always have this special bond, those of us that went, because of this trip that we wouldn't have had otherwise. So it was such a blessing. And you just have to show up. Everything is prepared for you. The WI team in Tirana had done such a good job in identifying students. The students are just wonderful. You will love them. And but also the church in Tirana was such a huge help. The materials are very good. The teaching conditions, the facilities are very good. The students are great. You have all the help that you need about anything that you need. So you just have to show up and just be yourself and just be excited that you're there, because we are excited about the hope that we have, and that we have such a good news to share with everybody that needs it. And I want to thank the church here in Maryville, the church family, for all the prayers. We asked for those prayers before we left, and we felt those prayers there every day, every moment. So I knew people were praying, and so I just felt it. And so I want to thank everybody for their prayers, for their encouragement, but also for the support, for making this trip possible, for all of those that wanted to go, for those that went. And it was such a huge blessing, and I hope this will continue and more people will be blessed because of trips like this. So thank you all.
Well, you noticed that I came here earlier just to show that I belong to her. But you may also have noticed, you know, these Albanians, they are so sweet and so smart, yeah? That was the theme. I'm just being silly. But seriously, you know, isn't that amazing? I mean, I may be biased, but I was sitting there and I've seen that before, and I was trying to hold my tears all the time. But this is amazing in what this congregation is involved in. This, I mean, you guys have been just wonderful through all these years. Being in partnership with the work of God in Albania, I think it has helped this congregation to grow spiritually and to be stronger. And I hope with all my heart that we all will continue to be like this. I mean, if you could hear to those people, all of them, they were thankful to you for your prayers and for your financial support, because, you know, all of those people that went to the trip received some help, a little help, and it was because of you. But you didn't hear the other part, the people that were on the receiving end. I think they are even more grateful and thankful that we were able to send a team to help them, you know, try to teach the Word of God to people that have never heard it. So please keep that in mind, that you are just wonderful and you're doing amazing things. And now I want to close it. It's to be a missionary, to be in mission, it means to be sent. And Jesus himself was a missionary. His mission was to reveal the truth of God and to save mankind from the destruction caused by sin. And because of him, every baptized believer has been drawn into this healing relationship with God. And now we, like our Savior, we are on a mission. We are sent out to reveal his image and saving grace to others. In John 17, from 6 to 19, Jesus is praying to his Father. Jesus is about to go back to his Father, and he's praying to him about his disciples and asking Father to protect them. But in verse 18, he says these words to the Father: "Father, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." And he means his disciples, and he means us today. He has sent us into the world to be a missionary. And what is a missionary? Is sent to reveal the grace of God. And we all should ask ourselves all the time if, you know, how strong our relationship to Jesus is, because if that, I mean, connection to Jesus, if that connection is strong, then we will want to be like him. And to be like him is to be in that mission all the time and be focused, because Jesus was focused on his mission and we should be focused on our mission, which is saving the souls. So today, you know, I know that life is not only about mission and going overseas and saving people. You know, we live in this world and we may have problems even as Christians. And at times when life gets hard, we need a shoulder to, you know, lean our head, and we need a supporting group. And if you're going through those problems and you have something that you want help from the group here, from the elders, from everyone, please make your need known. And you know, even at this time, there will be an elder in the library to listen to whatever you have, whatever you needs you have. And we, to those that are not baptized believers, we've been talking about traveling thousands of miles to save souls, but you know, we are more focused to do that thing right here and where we are, and we are more equipped to do that thing here because we are much more people here. So if you are one of those that are thinking of changing your life, being baptized for the remission of your sins, please make your need known. And we have three very talented ministers. We have elders that will work with you if you want to continue to study some more about it and know more about what you need to do to be saved. So if you have any of those needs, please come forward, make it known as we stand and sing.